go against your former rivalry back into the Big East of things. We know Jeff West, at least an 11-game winning streak going against this Red Hawks team. Over the years, they have a lot of dominance, great hitting, great pitching. See if they can continue that up today. We got a nice day, 55 degrees, just a 3-mile-per-hour wind compared to yesterday. It was a little colder, so I think the baseball players are going to appreciate this one today.
Yeah, not many clouds in the sky here today. You mentioned that light breeze, and on the other side, the home team, Hiawatha Red Hawks, just going to be there. Hopefully their second completed game in the young season. They played against St. Mary's last week to kick things off, and a 6-5 game one loss, Crendon, in 12 innings to the Bears. They go way deep into that one, nearly play two full games for the price of one, but the weather became a factor in game number two. They were unable to finish that second game, so an 0-1 start for the Red Hawks here, as again they lost 6-5 in 12 innings to St. Mary's last week. So we're just getting off and running here. We're going to step aside for a quick timeout. We'll come back. We'll get you the lineup cards and the first pitch. It's Hiawatha and Jeff West Baseball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you think about your farming operation, we help you think of opportunity and that the best is yet to come. Hi, this is Union State Bank. We offer a full range of ag loans from a team that understands agriculture and our local communities. Come see us for operating and equipment purchase loans, real estate loans, including farmland purchases, capital improvement, livestock, and more. Our team is ready and able to help you move forward. So let's get growing. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Hello, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a certified health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialty is teaching our patients not only how to eat well, move well, and think well, but setting up practical, simple plans to eat clean, exercise responsibly, and remain accountable to their wellness goals. Health goals are so much easier to attain when you have someone to coach you along the way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Alongside Crendon Prophet, Brandon Tam, and MJ in studio here on KNZA, getting you set for our first baseball broadcast with the Hiawatha Red Hawks hosting the Jefferson West Tigers. Let's get you the lineup cards here for this one today. We'll start with the road team on the scoreboard, as we do per usual. That is the Tigers of Jefferson West, and they are under the head coach of Dan Hypes. It'll be Corbin Mayer to lead things off, the sophomore second baseman, followed by Cooper Watkins, the junior pitcher. Batting third is Brody Thielen, the junior third baseman. Cleanup spot, it's Andrew Beilman, the senior shortstop. Colin Croson, he bats fifth. He's a sophomore right fielder. Brady Skahan, the sophomore left fielder, he will bat sixth. Tucker Holthouse, the senior center fielder, bats eighth. Max Tuck, the sophomore DH, he will bat eighth. And Ryan Pressler, the junior catcher, he will bat ninth, again, for the Jeff West Tigers. For Hiawatha, Michael Oldham is in center. He will lead things off. Carson Henry in left field batting second. Lucas Lancaster, the catcher, bats third. Aiden Grathwall, he'll pitch and bat fourth. Tegan Diller, the junior right fielder, bats fifth. Ren Hageman's at first. He will bat sixth. Michael Jensen, the junior shortstop, bats seventh. Braden Newell, the senior third baseman, bats eighth. And Cooper Kreider will round things out for the Red Hawks. Again, the sophomore second baseman. Step aside for another timeout. The first pitch is coming up next.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Kime TS of Savetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Savetha. We make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Brick Street Bourbon
this
Catering
is the
Service.
MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here we go. It's almost first pitch here at Noble Park in Hiawatha. The Red Hawks and Jeff West Tigers see our first baseball broadcast on KNZA. Crennan Prophet, Brandon Tabin, and MJ in studio. Appreciate everyone hanging with us. Again, we had gone through the lineups prior to that break. Jeff West, the road team in the black tops and gray pants, and then the blue tops and gray pants on the other side for the home team, Hiawatha Redhawks. Again, Mayer, Watkins, and Thielen, first three up here for Jefferson West, and Bioman after that, if one of those three are able to get on. But Crennan, ready to go, babe. Got a lot to digest, but again, you mentioned 55 degrees on a light breeze, so a little bit cooler temps here today than what we had experienced over the last week or so.
Yes, sir. Nice day, 315 in the corners, 360 deep, only a 3 mile per hour wind. So I see, you know, once the bats get hot today, I can see a couple dingers going out there in the outfield. And I think Jeff West, with Mayer coming up first here, he's going to have a good chance to lead it off.
Grathwall, the pitcher, getting the start here for Hiawatha today. Again, going around the diamond here. Newell at third, Jensen at short, Kreider at second, Hageman is at first, Lancaster is catching, Henry's in left, Oldham in center, and Diller is the right fielder. Just the second series for both these teams here on the young year. Jeff West with a sweep over Rossville last week. Two close games, 2-0 and 6-5. And as we mentioned earlier in the pregame, Hiawatha, a 6-5, 12-inning loss in their first game of the season at St. Mary's. Game two, they were unable to get that one finished due to weather. And the makeup date still kind of up in the air. Not sure if that one will get finished or not, but nonetheless, an 0-1 start here for Hiawatha. So again, Grathwall getting ready to face Corbin Mayer, Cooper Watkins, and Brody Thielen here in the top of the first inning.
I know the Redhawks only had one game compared to Jeff West, but you talk about that game they did have against St. Mary's going 12 innings. I mean, you really have to go a distance there. So I think this team, they're going to go against a lot of adversity. Again, this is a team that they have lost 11 straight to at least here against Jeff West. They're going to have to first start here defensively. It's all going to be off the right hand here of Grathwall and see what he can get going on.
Yeah, big right-hander in Aiden Grathwall as Lancaster makes his courtesy toss to second base, and we are ready to rock and roll. Fans are still trying to find their seats here. It's a beautiful 55-degree day in Hiawatha, Kansas, and glad to have you with us here on a KNCA. We are ready to rock and roll. So stepping in is Corbin Mayer, the sophomore second baseman here for Jefferson West. Watkins will follow, and Thielen after that. Grathwall sets. And the righty kicks and deals. And that one runs inside and hits him in the back. Well, an off-speed pitch that got away from Grathwall in one pitch. And early base runner here for Jeff West.
Of course, that's a non-conventional way that you want to reach base there as a leadoff. But you'll take it anyway. It's a good chance for Watkins to try to progress the base runner with no outs. It's a good way to start the inning there for Jeff West. But, you know, Grathwall, just get under control. You know, find the control. Refine the zone, relocate it, put some heat under it. He'll get back into momentum here.
So Cooper Watkins now steps in. Here's a stolen base attempt, and Lancaster's throw is high, and it gets out into center field, but it's backed up well by Oldham out there. But Mayer is at second base with nobody out with the stolen base.
And Lancaster had the right idea throwing there to second. Again, just kind of just too high upright. It made a really hard catch there by the shortstop trying to make the play there. But, again, Lancaster, I think if he gets that chance again to settle in, he can probably fire that one off.
That pitch was a strike to Watkins, so he falls behind in the count 0-1. Here's Grathwall's next pitch, and just missing a little bit, and it's one ball and one strike. So a runner at second, just like that here for Jeff West. First pitch hitting Mayer, got the second on a steal, and now a bunt attempt put down in between catcher and pitcher, but the play is made by Lancaster, the catcher. It's perfectly executed on both sides, and the runner in Mayer gets over to third base now with one out as Watkins does the sacrifice bunt, and now Brody Thielen with an RBI chance here in the top of the first.
And just like I mentioned, Mayer just reaching base, no outs. It gives a chance for, you know, to just progress him as a base runner. Watkins did it as Mayer stole second. So now he's at third with just one out and a chance for an RBI opportunity here.
Righty versus righty here. Breaking ball bends in there for a called strike. And Thielen falls behind. No balls, one strike. The Mayer at third with one out here in the top of the first inning. Jeff West looking to strike first here. That's Big East League matchup. First to two here tonight. Another one off speed bends in there. Thielen now down in the count. No balls, two strikes.
Now Grapple's getting a little more comfortable here against Thielen. See how he maybe handles an off speed pitch here for the strikeout.
As Grathwall's pitch goes with the fastball there, misses a little up and a little bit out. One ball, two strikes here on Thielen. Beilman in the on-deck circle here for Jeff West. Plays fairly up in the box, fairly straight up with the stand. So 1-2 by Grathwall. Swing and a miss. And frustration swing there by Thielen. And down he goes on strike, swinging. And a big second out here for Grathwall and the Redhawks.
That was a great job by Grathwall. He first had him down the count 0-2 and then 1-2. Got him out on the 1-3 punch there. But again, he did a nice job kind of painting on the outside, just forcing that swing and that reach for that strikeout.
First pitch swinging. Andrew Beilman sends it out to center field. Oldham tracking. He can't get there, and it's near the warning track. And Beilman, the cleanup man, with an RBI double, and the Tigers with two outs take an early 1-0 lead. Wasting little time as Mayer scores and Beilman the RBI double.
So again, it's a perfect day, barely any win. I just said at the very beginning here in the pregame, you're going to see a lot of crack shots out to the outfield. And I think Jeff West here, they're already finding that nice spot in the bat.
Oldham kind of started maybe a little bit late on tracking that ball towards center field. And after it got over his head, took a couple hops near the warning track, as you mentioned in the pregame, 360, the straightaway center. And Beilman nearly got all the way out there. So a 1-0 lead for Jeff West. First pitch to Colin Crose, and the sophomore right fielder is a little bit high for ball one. Well, Grathwall had a chance to get out of the inning with no harm done, but with two outs, Beilman came through. Next pitch catching the outside corner, one ball and one strike. You know, we were in Holton on Thursday last week, our first softball broadcast. We were touching up on 30-mile-per-hour gusts in the outdoor conditions. Much calmer day here in Hiawatha. Two balls, one strike here to Colin Crose, and the Tigers are out to a 1-0 lead as the next pitch is fouled up into the fence, and it is now an even count at 2-2.
Bauman's getting a nice, good lead off second base. He had an early takeoff there, trying to reach the third, of course, having to return there to second, but you might just see a second stolen base here by the Tigers in this inning.
Yeah, Beilman at second base after the RBI double. You mentioned a quality lead, and here's the pitch by Grathwall missing upstairs. And it runs full. Three balls, two strikes with Skahan on deck. Jeff West trying to stay undefeated on the young season, 2-0. 15 wins 2 years ago, 16 wins last year. And there's a swing and a foul tip strikeout. So Grathwall strikes out two in the inning. But Andrew Beilman, a two-outs RBI double, has given the Tigers a 1-0 lead. We go to the home first here in Hiawatha, a 1-0 Jeff West lead.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. and with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jeff West in the top of the first inning, one run, one hit, no errors, and one left on base. Andrew Beilman, a two-out RBI double. And we go to the bottom of the first inning here at Noble Park in Hiawatha. The Redhawks trail 1-0 here on Jefferson West. Crendon, Brandon, MJ all with you. Michael Oldham leading things off. Center fielder here for Hiawatha. Carson Henry will follow, and then Lucas Lancaster after that. As we're off and running here in the bottom of the first, and Watkins first pitch bends in there for a called strike one. There's a little shade behind home plates, but the rest of the field is all sunshine here today. Another one identical to pitch number one and an identical call. It's in there for a called strike, and quickly Oldham down in the count. No balls, two strikes. Watkins working quickly here for Jeff West. And three straight pitches, called strike, and a quick out here in the bottom of the first as Watkins picks up his first strikeout of the game.
Well, the strategy did not change up in any of those three pitches. It was just straight right down Broadway, and that's the way you want to take it. I think Watkins has already found the zone. I think he's going to try to stay in the zone early on here.
And a swing and a miss to the junior left fielder, Carson Henry. He falls behind. No balls, one strike. 1-0 Jeff West here in the bottom of the first inning. The next pitch is a shallow pop-up, right field, and it's Croson who comes in to make the catch, and quickly five pitches and two outs here for Watkins in the first. Watkins attacking quickly, and now it's up to the junior catcher and Lucas Lancaster here for the Redhawks here at home. Home opener here for Hiawatha this season. On the road at St. Mary's last week to begin the year. Watkins gets the first sign of this at-bat, and that one is in there for a called strike. And Watkins' next pitch, a half-hearted swing and a miss there, and Lancaster quickly in the hole, no balls, two strikes.
Watkins did a nice job that time, attacking the outside right of the zone, forcing that swing on the fast.
Watkins' pitch jammed, but fouled away. Good strength by Lancaster, landing on top of the press box above us, and it stays no balls, two strikes.
Like how Watkins is early on painting the canvas here, goes inside the first pitch, the second one goes outside, and then that time goes inside. We'll see what he does on this one.
Here's an 0-2. In there, called strike three on the outside corner. That was an efficient bottom of the first inning for Cooper Watkins. So one inning in the books here in Hiawatha, and the Tigers have a 1-0 lead here on KNZA.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate, online at kellermanrealestate.com.
At Kellerman Real Estate, we're often asked, how is the real estate market? While times are different with higher interest rates and a shortage of inventory, it's still a great time to buy and sell property. Consulting with an agent is more important today than ever to understand how you can best position yourself in this market. At Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, we are ready to accompany you on your real estate journey. After all, we live, work, and play where you do.
At Foster Ford and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school baseball here on KNZA. Thanks again to all of our sponsors and sports boosters making it possible throughout the spring sports season. Brandon, Crendon, MJ all with you. Jeff West here in Hiawatha today. The Tigers an early 1-0 lead as we get set to start the second inning of play.
Well, that's one, it was a decent thing there from Grasswall. He's just really kind of have to settle in a little more. He did record two strikeouts, and he had a nice job there helping out on the field there, Lancaster, the throw to first, to record the first out there at the inning. And right now, I think Grasswall just needs to get kind of on a good pacing right here, find the control, find the zone, you know, not let too many more of those crack shots happen, just like in that the first inning with the double.
And the first pitch of the top of the second inning to Brady Skahan, the sophomore left fielder, is fouled away. No balls, one strike. 6, 7, and 8 in the Tiger order. Holthouse and Tuck will follow. Grathwall's next pitch, laced back up the middle, right past the glove of Grathwall and into center field for a leadoff single.
I'd say that was a great attempt by Grathwall, though. I mean, he snapped just the left side, his left hand, that glove. He snapped it straight back to his right, trying to get a snag on it, but just probably about half foot off on there. But you like to see that reaction from a pitcher in a moment like that. That could occur again in a game.
Boy, always scary, those line drives right back towards the pitcher, and that might have laced the glove a little bit of Grathwall, but now has to quickly go into the stretch position. With Skahan at first base and nobody out here in the top of the second. Tigers leading it 1-0. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss for a strike. Stolen base, and the throw is off target. Gets to center field, but again backed up well by Oldham. And just like the first inning after the leadoff man got on, a quick steal. And the Tigers again in business with a runner at second and nobody out.
Yeah, just kind of another off-the-line throw by Lancaster. That time just not kind of high up to that right corner. That time it was just far away from the base path. We're going all the way to the center field for Oldham to have to try to recollect there. So you'd like to see him kind of try to maybe just tighten up that throw to second.
Tucker Holthouse showed bunt there on an 0-1 pitch. He pulled back. Pitch was outside, and it's 1-1. So a leadoff single by Skahan and a stolen base. He's at second. Holthouse, another bunt attempt, and it's dropped, and it spins backwards foul right in front of Lancaster's mitt. So Skahan's going to go back to second base, and now Holthouse a decision to make here. The two-strike count at 1-2.
We're already seeing the same strategy we saw in inning number one. The leadoff guy gets the first, steals second, and then the next guy up tries to bum the third to make the advancement. Here takes a hard swing.
And a swing and a miss. Good off-speed pitch. Kind of ran inside on Holthouse, and a big strikeout for Grathwall. Already his third strikeout here in the game. All three of his strikeouts have been swinging. So now Max Tuck, the DH today. Austin Knox is the first baseman. And not in the hitting lineup here in this game number 1-2. So the runner at second with Skahan. One out, and the pitch runs inside. Second hit batter of the game for Grathwall. He hit Mayer on the first pitch of the game, and now he hits Tuck in the back. And now 2 on and 1 out.
I think now you're going to see the discussion here from head coach Brian Lay. He's going to talk to Grathwall here, bring in the infield, make a little discussion as runners load up first and second here for Jeff West. First time here getting multiple runners on the base paths.
That'll bring up Ryan Pressler after this quick stoppage of play. The infield mentioned by Crendon, meeting in the middle. Just a quick talk here to Grathwall. Again, he has struck out three, but he has also hit two batters here in this early going. One run to this point, a two-out RBI double in the first by Bielman. So Skahan at second and Tuck at first. One out here in the top of the second. Jeff West trying to add to a 1-0 lead. And here is the catcher in junior, Ryan Pressler, and he grounds one to the right side. Could be two. Played a second for one. On to first in time. And the Redhawks in the inning with a beautiful 4-6-3 double play. Nicely done by Kreider to get that one going. So the Redhawks get out of the jam. And we have played 1.5 here in Hiawatha at Noble Park. Tigers still lead it 1-0.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank encourages all debit card users to load their cards to Apple Pay or Google Pay and use those at participating merchants. mobile wallets offer the highest level of tokenized security. Log into your DSB Connect and click My Debit Card.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Go to the bottom of the second inning here in Hiawatha. Brandon Crendon, MJ, all with you. Beautiful 4-6-3 double play by the Red Hawk defense to end that last half inning, get out of a little bit of a jam. So we stay 1-0 in favor of Jeff West as Hiawatha comes up for a second time after going down in order in the first. It'll be 4, 5, and 6 with Grathwald, Diller, and Hageman.
Yeah, it was a good scoop by Kreider, and then the throw to Jensen. Jensen, the shortstop who covered second base, and he did a good job, you know, getting a nice lunge and then a fire to first, which Hageman was able to catch it out to, you know, finish off that 4-6 throw play. So all you got to do here if you're the Redhawks is try to get red hot here with some defensive momentum going with you.
Grathwall fouls away the first pitch down the right field line. He'll start behind, no balls and one strike. Wearing jersey number 21, batting from the right side, middle of the box, open on the stance against Watkins, the righty. Next pitch in the dirt for a ball, and it's 1-1. A nice, cool Monday afternoon. Mid-50s at first pitch. Good pitch outside. That is swung on and missed by Grathwall, and it's 1-2. I think about 9 or 10 pitches was all Watkins needed in the first with a couple of strikeouts. And there is another one, swing and a miss by Grathwall on an off-speed pitch. And three of the first four batters faced by Watkins have gone down swinging.
Well, because Watkins just has nothing but confidence right there. I mean, he's just attacking the middle of the zone. He knows how to paint around the canvas, too, the picture there. If he has a batter that's taking some inside swings, he knows how to get him to reach. So, overall, the confidence this kid is soaring right now early on.
So here is the junior right fielder, and it's Hagen Diller, and he takes one outside for ball one. Another pitch by Watkins is high in the air, down the right field line, but well foul. And we're evened up at 1-1. And Jeff West last season finished second in the final Big Seven League standings behind the champs in Sabetha. Next pitch here to Diller is taken low and inside, makes it 2-1. Then saw Sabetha in the regional semifinals, but lost that game 3-2. Here's a ground ball to the right side, fielded off the mound by Watkins. Little casual with the throw to first, and in time for out number two. 5 up and 5 down here for Cooper Watkins to start.
Yeah, good little left-hand scoop there, just off a little bit into the grass there off the mound, then just nice relaxed throw there to the first and Knox.
So here is the lefty, junior first baseman Ren Hageman. Plays up in the box, takes a fastball knee high, catching the outside corner. No balls, 1-1. A 1-0 Jeff West lead here in the bottom of inning number two. Here's a slow roller to the right side, played on a nice hop by Knox, the first baseman. He does it himself. Another 3 up and 3 down inning for Cooper Watkins. We got 2 in the books here in Hiawatha, and the Jeff West Tigers have a 1-0 lead here on KNZA.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help me. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling, market president at Bank of Blue Valley for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Get started today by visiting bankbv.com. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Top of the third inning here in Hiawatha, and the Jeff West Tigers, a 1-0 lead here on KNZA. We got our first pitching change as Hiawatha giving the ball to Carson Henry here in the top of the third. As Grathwall went two innings, gave up two hits, one run, three strikeouts. He hit two batters. And it looks like Grathwall is taking the spot at first base. And that could be a couple of defensive alignments we're trying to figure out. But nonetheless, Carson Henry on the mound here to begin the top of the third. And just how the game started, Corbin Mayer gets hit by another. This one square in the back. So just how the game started is how we start the top of the third. And a hit batter here by Carson Henry.
Oh, Mayer's already taken two plate appearances and hasn't even chanced to really take a swing at the ball yet. Both two pitches he's seen have been right down on his backside. So, I mean, I'm sure he appreciates being able to get the first, but again, non-conventional way for him. We saw in that first inning his ability to steal second and then get represent the only run here as a double by Beilman in the cleanup spot. And we'll see the same thing here in inning number three, Beilman in the cleanup. Watkins up here on deck and now the swing.
So one on, nobody out here in the top of the third. Jeff West, a 1-0 lead. Here's Cooper Watkins. He'll show bunt. He'll pull back. It's called strike. Stolen base. Lancaster, beautiful throw. In time for the out. So the Tigers had a few stolen bases in the early going, but that was a beautiful throw. And Lancaster guns down Mayer at second base for out number one.
Yeah, right. Both Mayer and Skaham both had steals, and I talked about it for Lancaster. He just needs to tighten up that throw to second base. The last two times they've just been kind of off to the right side. That time he kind of goes right down the middle. It's still a little high there, but it's still a great fast throw and reaction, and it gets on time, so that way Jensen has a chance to react to it.
So now the bases are empty with one out, and Watkins down in the count, no balls and one strike. Probably no reason to show bunt, as he did on that first pitch taken. Lancaster gunning out Mayer at second base for the first out. Carson Henry sets and deals, missing well outside, one ball and one strike.
And looking back, if you're Mayer, you know, if you had a chance just to kind of maybe just be a little more patient at first, you would have had the wild pitch and to, you know, move to second that way too. I think if you're Jeff West, stay a little more patient there on their steals that they've been trying to attempt. I think they've just gotten a little lucky there with those off throws by Lancaster, but I think Lancaster's kind of tightened them up now.
Here's a 1-1 by Henry, and it's in the dirt, two balls and one strike. Watkins laid down a bunt, you know, sacrifice fashion in the first. And got Mayer over to third, which led to be the game's first run eventually from Andrew Beilman. Fouls this one away. Two balls and two strikes. Brody Thielen on deck. Tigers a 1-0 lead here in the third. Henry taking his time and finally likes the call. And fires one in off speed, missing outside. And the count runs full at 3-2. And checking the defensive alignments, Grathwall now playing over at first base. Hageman was there to start. He might be out in left field. Looks like everything else is, I think, stayed the same so far for the Red Hawk defenses. Watkins fouls one back into the netting to stay three balls and two strikes.
And for Watkins, you're just going to fight this at that, you know, try to work Henry as best as you can to see if you might can get a pitch you can like here.
Here is a 3-2 pitch, and it's hit out into right field, playable, and it's Diller who comes in to make the catch. Four out number two. That'll bring up Brody Thielen, the junior third baseman.
I think that's the pitch that Watkins wanted, maybe just a little late there on the swing at the contact, maybe a little under as well, just the ball just getting a popped up one up there to right field, and just a nice collect there by Diller.
So two outs, nobody on. Here is Thielen. In the three hole today, struck out swinging in his first AB against Grathwall, but facing Carson Henry here for the first time today. Henry's first pitch to him is a breaking ball, missing outside the plate, and it's one ball, no strikes. Henry, a right-handed thrower against Thielen, the right-handed hitter. That one missing a little bit upstairs, two balls and no strikes with Beilman. Two up next here for Jeff West. Jeff West swept the two-game set last year against Hiawatha, 10-3 and 12-2.
Next pitch was outside, and it's 3 balls, no strikes here on Thielen. And Jeff West, they have been so good over the last couple of years, finishing second place the final 2 Big 7 years. It's that 3-0 pitch taken all the way, and it's in there for a called strike. Now 3-1. But now you bring in the likes of Silver Lake, Crossville, St. Mary's, Raleigh County into this league. Next pitch outside, ball 4. So a 2-out walk. Thielen reaches for the first time today, and that keeps the inning alive for Beilman, who had the big RBI double in the first inning.
You mentioned all those new teams getting added to this new league, being now conjoined to the Big East. And Jeff West, again, they already had a great start to this season with the sweep over Rossville. So, for them, it's nice to take on an unfamiliar opponent and get that win here. Now they have a chance to crack out a familiar one.
Beilman takes first pitch, called strike, and it's 0-1. A 1-0 Jeff West lead on the Beilman double in the first. He bats with 2 outs, 1 on here in the third. Facing Carson Henry for the first time, and he's going to lift this one out towards center field. Oldham plays it well, moving a couple feet to his right, makes the catch, and eyes in out number 3 in the top of the third. So a 2-out walk does no harm. We go to the bottom of the third inning with Jeff West leading it 1-0 here on KNCA.
Farmers and stockmen, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Troy from GN Bank asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see opportunity. We have the people and products to serve your needs. We want relationships, not just accounts. We provide trusted resources, top-level service, and an ease of access that sets us apart. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and into the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing support and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bottom of the third inning coming up here at Hiawatha. The Redhawks trailing at home against Jefferson West. It's a 1-0 score here on KNCA. Brandon Tamakrin and Prophet MJ with you as well. It's Cooper Watkins. He is off to a very good start in this game. He has retired the first 6 Redhawks, and he'll get the bottom third of the order, starting with Michael Jensen, the junior shortstop. Watkins' first pitch is lifted high in the air, but playable right side of the foul line. The first baseman Knox makes the catch just one step right side of the first base bag, and just like that, one pitch, one out here in the bottom of the third.
You'd like to see Jensen come up there, take that first bit of contact for himself, I think, just to get a bit comfortable. We've seen a lot of Redhawks maybe get complacent on their first at-bat there. Jensen at least trying to make some early contact that might, pump a little energy here in the bottom of the lineup.
Here is Braden Newell, who steps in from the right side. So 7 up and 7 down here for Watkins. First pitch is lifted out to shallow right center field, and it drops in for a hit. So finally on the hit category, the Redhawks from number 8 in the order, Braden Newell just slaps it out to shallow right center for a 1-out single.
I think I called it nicely there. I think Jensen just making that contact really kind of boosts a little bit of energy, feel good there. Newell comes up to bat, takes that first swing off the pitch, and then takes it right down in the gap to right field. So that's a nice look there.
Well, the first time today, Watkins out of the stretch position. Decent lead for Newell at first. See if he takes off here. Does not. First pitch to Kreider is in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. So Newell at first representing the tying run here in the bottom of the third inning with the Tigers again leading 1-0. There's a throw to first, and sliding back safely is Newell. A decent sized lead as Knox holding the runner at first. Does not go. Next pitch just a little bit outside. And it's 1-1. Sophomore Cooper Kreider batting from the right side. Slight bend to the knees, little wiggle with the bat above the right shoulder. Watkins looks back at first, sets, and deals. It is low for a ball. Here's the steal attempt. Beautiful throw, and in time for the out.
Pressler, the catcher, throws a dart to second, and the go-ahead run is off the board now, as that is now two outs here in the inning.
I think we've seen a little bit of an excitement to try to take that second base. We saw two steals to begin this game. Now we've seen back-to-back caught stealings. I think, again, if you want to look for a steal, you want to try to be on the same page as your hitter. You know, have them try to take a swing at it so that's a little harder for the catcher to make an immediate throw to second base, but it's still there. Just maybe more of a mental error there by Newell.
And Kreider came back with a 2-1 fastball that was low. So now the count, 3-1 here on Kreider with the bases empty now with two down. Tigers a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the third, and there's a swing and a miss, and the count runs full at 3-2. So despite giving up that one-out single to Newell, Watkins has a chance to face the minimum here in the third. A soft roller to the right side, difficult play for Mayer, and he can't make it. Goes under his glove. It was a tough hop. It wasn't that well hard hit. And that'll put a base runner on and get us back to the top of the order with two outs. I think that'll go down as an E4.
Yeah, just a little bobber there, as you mentioned, by Mayer. It was pretty easily playable. He just kind of fumbled it underneath the legs. I don't think he's going to make that same mistake twice.
Let's see if the Redhawks put together a two-out rally. Runner at first, two down. Here is Micah Oldham. Takes the first pitch, called strike number one. He struck out looking in his first at bat of the day. Not much of a lead by Kreider at first. There's a swing and a miss. Good pitch there by Watkins. And quickly now, Oldham falls behind at no balls and two strikes.
I'd like to see Oldham swinging this time, though. Again, he went out on an 0-3 count on the strikeout. Two of his first pitches was right down the middle. He didn't swing. Swung the last one to strike out. So you're going for contact.
And this one has popped up, foul grounds. Catcher Pressler trying to get there, and it goes over the fence and out of play. So it stays no balls, two strikes here on Micah Oldham. Veteran leader here for this Redhawks team. Been on some good Hiawatha Legion summer teams as well. And his senior campaign here for the Redhawks. The runner at first is Kreider with two down. Here is another 0-2 from Watkins. Outside for a ball, kicks away from Pressler, and Kreider takes second base without a throw. And Kreider made sure he was still on the bag there, so it was an off-speed pitch, broke away outside of the plate, kicked away from Pressler, got away from him enough. So a base hit could tie the game here, but the count's 1-2. Can Oldham come through? As so many times throughout his career, and he looks at another one outside. He's battled back here. It's 2-2.
I like to see the patient here by Oldham on the, you're now the back-to-back ball to see how he defends the plate here.
Big 2-2 pitch here. And it's hit to the left side, and it's caught by the third baseman around the shin below the knee. Thielen with an incredible catch on the line drive by Oldham, and that ends the inning. So the Redhawks get a man in scoring position with two down, but a great defensive play by Thielen ends that threat. Three innings in the books here in Hiawatha, and the Jeff West Tigers still holding a 1-0 lead.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Protect the investment in your grass cattle or feeder cattle with a livestock risk protection policy from Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. They've teamed up with NAU to provide a policy that works like a put option, but allows you to establish a floor selling price for livestock. Plus, it includes a government cost share like crop insurance. Call Roy today to learn more. Kansas Insurance, downtown Sabetha, 785-284-7611. NAU Country's an equal opportunity provider.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here we go. High school baseball continues here on KNCA. Brandon, Crendon, MJ all with you. It's a 1-0 Jefferson West lead as we go to the fourth.
And to bring you the fourth inning, Crennan Prophet.
Thank you, Brandon Tappan here, 103.9 KNZ. Up to bat, Colin Croson, the sophomore here. Last time up, struck out on a 3-3 count. Went out swinging. See how he can get going here. His last bat ended off the top of the first. Here we go on the top of the first. First one out, ball one. Next here, pitch here set on the way by Carson Henry. Next one, wind up down low. That one out again. Henry just trying to go inside the zone here. Last inning, his first pitch was a hit by pitch. Same for Grothwell.
Lee Mitch Grothwell again. He got the start. They yanked him after two, just gave up two hits, one run. He did have three strikeouts, but he hit a couple of batters, but they went to Carson Henry here to start the third and trying to pitch here in inning number two for him.
2-0 count. Now it's three balls, no strikes for Carson Henry. Colin Croson, again, last at-bat, struck out swinging. See if he can earn himself a walk in at-bat number two. Next pitch here, picked up right side. This one trying to get tracked down by Lancaster, and it's out of the fences for ball. Looks like it actually landed inside the Hiawatha dugout. Excuse me, strike. So that puts the count to 3-1.
Yeah, surprised, aggressive approach there, 3-0. You don't see a lot of the times hitters maybe going after 3-0, especially in a tight game like we got right now, try to get as many base runners as possible. But Croson, fortunate that Lancaster wasn't able to make that play.
Yeah, 1-0, top of the fourth here. Jeff West with the lead. Crack shot, looking into the dirt track underneath it. Gloved it nicely. First out the inning, Cooper Kreider to make the play at second base.
Yeah, so again, for Croson, you might want to have that at bat back. You get ahead, three balls, no strikes. That one that you fouled off was a little bit inside. Could have been ball four, and then that one there, just not a lot of contact. Little pop-up to the second baseman and Kreider for out number one.
Here another sophomore up, Brady Skaham. Last time at bat, singled. Had the second hit of the game for Jeff West. First pitch right down. That one up high, upstairs for ball one, though. Good look from Skaham.
Yeah, a little hesitant, kind of a half-check swing. Didn't go around, though.
This one swings hard and gets strike number one now on a 1-1 count. Skaham left stranded in inning number two. That inning ended on a 4-6-3 double play. Defensively played well there by Hiawatha. They're going to have to look for a couple more of those defensive outings throughout these innings. Well, frame inside by Lancaster, just not able to get the strike. Now on a 2-1 count is Skaham. Slide bend. Well, on the bat now here, looking for the swing. And tees it off for strike two. 2-2
yeah,
count.
Yeah, a little dribbler there to the left side. Boy, that first pitch for a strike was that green light kind of pitch, that letter high fastball right out over the middle of the plate. And that was a big cut and miss. Every batter's dream seeing that high fastball.
Henry's still looking for his first strikeout here. This one picked up, looking for center. Oldham rallying in front of it, and he picks it up. Left-hand snag, just cross body there, getting it done. Two up and two down. Now Holthaus up to bat, the senior.
Some would call this maybe a bullpen kind of game with Grathwall only going the two innings and Henry trying to go a quick 1-2-3. He hit the first batter that he faced, but came back and despite giving up a walk as well, mentioning the double play that helped in that inning.
Holthaus, left-hand at-bat, last time up, struck out swinging, 0-for-1. Takes this one inside for ball one. A little off-speed pitch from Henry. Still trying to locate that zone, looking for his first strikeout here. Wind up that one outside, nice snag to keep it in, but it's now 2-0 count for Holthaus. Holthaus. Next pitch, inside, nice snag off the glove and the throw to first, ground out to end the inning, a three up, three down, no runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on base. We now head into the bottom of the fourth here, Jeff West still up by one.
Hi, I'm Gracie Mock, teller at the Farmers State Bank.
And I'm Hannah Reed, Assistant Vice President.
If you find yourself opening a new account to receive funds,
it's a scam.
Did you receive a large check in the mail out of the blue?
If you find yourself mailing large sums of cash,
it's a scam.
At Farmers State Bank, we're always happy to answer any questions. Call or stop by the bank if you or a loved one experiences any of these situations.
That's what I like about Farmers. State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. We're prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to 103.9 KNZA. Credit Prophet Brandon Tatman bringing you this coverage here. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Jeff West with the 1-0 lead. But right now it's the Redhawks up to bat. Carson Henry, the one who's been pitching here for Hiawatha, took over in inning number three. But here he's at the at-bat. Still Watkins pitching. Three strikeouts for him so far. Henry now down the count. 0-1. Next pitch outside. Nice take. Henry now ties up on one.
Yeah, Watkins, he's been very good here today, just giving up the one hit to this point and just moving quickly throughout this day.
You mentioned that one hit. That was in the last inning by Brayden Newell.
Yeah, gave up the one-out single, but Newell immediately thrown down and out at second base on a steal attempt, which cleared the bases pretty quick.
This one sliced, nicely picked up. No, a fumble in that one. That bobble's going to cost. That'll go down as an E4, and that will allow Carson Henry to reach first base.
That is the second error by Mayer here in the last two innings. And again, last time out, it didn't cost Jeff West, but that should have been out number one. He would tell you that himself. But now, Redhawks, again, down 1-0, will take any opportunity they can get.
Now to bat, Lucas Lancaster. Last time went out swinging. Chance with no outs in the bottom of the fourth here for the Redhawks to respond down by one to Jeff West. First pitch inside, strike one.
Yeah, came at him with the knee-high fastball there. Again, good location on the inside corner.
Watkins fiercely fighting that inside of the zone, doing well here, bringing the storm with the pitches. Here, this one wind up inside, quick release. That one falls out of the zone. Now 1-1 count against Lancaster.
That's a good eye by Lancaster there. That starting just right above the knees, and one that probably you want to take a swing at, but breaking ball outside the zone.
Quick throw back to first base, trying to hold Henry there. They've already seen two steals so far in this game, two caught stealings, trying to attempt to go to second base.
Yeah, both teams have had a couple of caught stealings here.
Lancaster still sets at bat, takes a hard swing, gap to left field. That one will drop. All the way, Henry, I think he has a chance to go all the way to home plate. Missed play by the outfield. That one will go down here for a double by Lucas Lancaster. He'll also capture the RBI with Carson Henry getting an unearned run to tie this game up 1-1 in the bottom of the fourth.
Boy, that was a perfectly executed hit and run. Henry took off, and that pitch was left out over the plate, and Lancaster did not miss perfectly to the gap in left center. Got it all the way out near the warning track. That was an easy jog around the bases there for Henry to tie the game at 1-1. And by the way, Ethan Morton now running courtesy runner at second base.
Still no outs in the bottom of the fourth here, tied 1-1. Redhawks just tied it up here. Go-ahead run resides at second with Lucas Lancaster. Aiden Grothwell now up to bat. Last time up, struck out on a 1-3 count. This one fires it away and gets past, and that will allow a wild pitch to progress Lancaster. So Lancaster now sits at third base.
Boy, I think a few of those fans wanted Morton to maybe dart around third and have a try for home there. The ball kicked away towards the third base dugout and took Pressler a little bit of a minute to kind of get over there and settle that one down. But nonetheless, now the go-ahead run just 90 feet away.
Grothwell a chance to put down an RBI. Takes a hard swing, gets the strike.
Well, you mentioned that run for Watkins unearned. And you sit there with Mayer at second base, just wishing he would have made that original play from the jump. And maybe the Tigers would still have a 1-0 lead, but that is how the game is played sometimes.
0-2 count for Aiden Grothwell.
Infield in as well. Trying to keep everything in front and that runner at third.
This one, a hard fastball in the interior. That one gets Grothwell swinging and missing for out number one of the inning. Lancaster, who still sits at third base with now just one out in the bottom of the fourth, needs the go-ahead run. Diller now up to bat. Last time up, grounded out, straight to Watkins. This one pops it shortstop, a throw to home, trying to get back to third base is Lancaster. He's going to be called safe. Great play. That will allow Diller to get to first base off the misplay to home.
Well, again, the infield was in, and it was played perfectly by the shortstop in Beilman, but Morton, again, the courtesy runner at third, they were looking for him to go home, and he was able to shimmy his way back to third and get under the tag to keep everybody safe. So you got him now at the corners. The infield can bounce back with a double play opportunity.
Hageman now up to bat with a chance to score. Watkins steps off the bag, now resets himself, couple of shimmies, taking a nice quick peek at first, resets, well, he resets again here, getting a little bit of nerves, chance for a go-ahead run to get home here with one out in the bottom of the fourth, tied 1-1, Red Hawks at the bat, Hageman. Now we see the throw to first. That one on time. What a play. They didn't catch Diller lacking.
Wow, picked off. That is a huge second out. And, boy, that was a great play by Watkins. He just slowly lifted up the knee. He was eyeing Morton at third and then just a quick switch and turned that body quick.
Well, it looks like
they say it's a balk.
Balk, yeah, they're going to test that.
Okay.
And it looks like Watkins, again, he was kind of walking around the bag a little bit, or the mound, excuse me, there. That was kind of my first instinctive thought was maybe a balk, and here that will score a run. So a balk will score Lancaster. And now
courtesy runner for Morton. It was Morton. Lancaster, yeah, but nonetheless, yeah. So Dan Hypes, head coach for Jeff West out there discussing with the home plate umpire. So on the initial look, it was played through in a pickoff, but they're making the change and calling it a balk. And that has given the Red Hawks their first lead of the afternoon, Crendon. It's 2-1, and they're still batting with a runner at second and only one out.
Bottom of the fourth here. Off the bat here still, Hageman. And now we're going to get a time here. Looks like the ump is going to have to recollect and converse here with Jeff West's coach, Dan Hypes. Knock this one back over here, and umpire resets, gets
The Jeff West fans were not pleased with that call, and he went over to Coach Hypes, and Hypes basically looked over to the fans and said, hey, got to calm down. We're okay. Now we're back to it.
Game still not out of the reach here. This one's showing bunt from Hageman. And now looks like a misplay off a throw. And now Diller gets himself to third base.
Well, Pressler, again, Diller was well off the bag at second. And then Pressler decided to make the throw to second. And Diller took off for third, and he got there with ease. But now he's at third.
One out, a chance to drive in another RBI score. Hageman at this at-bat. Got the fiery top. He's on an 0-2 count. One ball is two strikes here for Hageman. A chance for a scoring run. Pitch outside. Takes the first ball in this pitch count. Maybe last time up, grounded out.
I've seen a little bit of everything this inning. A fielder's choice, an error, a balk, a double.
Any way you can take it. Try to get on the board. That one, a line drive inside the third base bag. That will be good for a base hit. Placed well for a single from Hageman. Nice job again there. Just a hook off the left side, keeping it into the inside of that third bag.
That wasn't even a full swing, Crennan, and it was almost kind of a check swing that went off the end of the bat, and it was perfectly placed down that third base line and just past the outstretched arm of Thielen there. And what an inning here for Hiawatha. Down 1-0, but now find themselves up 3-1.
Henry has scored. Morton has scored. Now Diller has scored. 3-1 is the game. Hiawatha with the lead. And now a take to second. Hageman gets the steal. He's now in scoring position with just one out in the inning. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Hiawatha leads 3-1. At bat right now is the senior, Michael Jensen. Jensen holds off. It's a ball.
And go back to the first at bat. Sorry, Crenn. And again, the error by, again, the second baseman and Mayer, which kind of got this thing steamrolling for the Redhawks. And Redhawks have certainly made him pay. Now we got a pickoff here and maybe a pickle between second and third. Good throw and it out there.
And that was well on time. Mayer, who decided, Watkins threw it to Mayer, who covered second base. Mayer, the quick throw to Thielen at third. And that gets the out on the caught steal there on Hageman. So that's now two down in the inning, but Redhawks have still done their damage. Up by two, they lead 3-1. One more out to go in this fourth.
Oh, and the umpire's tossing somebody on the Jeff West side here. Well, the umpire earlier in the inning had called about the Jeff West fans, maybe saying a little bit too much, and we've got our first fan ejection. It only took two broadcasts. And I've just said we've seen a little bit of everything this inning. Now we have seen it all.
We have officially seen it all. Well, except the brawl, but let's hope we don't have to get to that point. If there's any brawling, it's going to be between me and you, Brandon. We all know that.
Okay.
Anyone's been attuned for us broadcasting together. But we're all set here. Michael Jensen at this at-bat, bottom of the fourth, two outs. Hiawatha, 3-1 lead. They just took it in this inning with three runs put up.
Yeah, one of those three, of course, unearned on the air to start the inning, but give credit to the Redhawks here, keeping the line moving.
That one strike on the inside. Jensen steps outside of the bag and now returns inside the box. Points it over the shoulder, looking to take the swing right to the pitcher in Watkins, and a nice little soft toss over the third base, and that ends the inning. The Redhawks take the lead with three runs, two hits, one error, and none left on base in the inning. We head into the top of the fifth. Redhawks 3, Jeff West 1.
Get ready for the 2025 Community Health Fair hosted by Sabetha Community Hospital. Join us Saturday, April 5th at the main event in Sabetha from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. for a fantastic day of health and wellness. Explore over 25 informational booths, listen to a lineup of inspiring educational speakers, and take advantage of the health screening. Whether you're seeking health tips, resources, or just want to learn more about your well-being, there's something for everyone. Check out Sabetha Community Hospital's Facebook page for more details.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on 103.9 KNZA, Crin and Profit, Brandon Sapp, and MJ back in studio. Hiawatha, again, they have lost 11 straight here against Jeff West, but they take the lead 3-1. We head up into the top of the fifth. Brandon, what got the Redhawks the Red Hawks start there in that last inning?
Well, unfortunate for Jeff West, it was an error by the second baseman and Mayer. It kind of got things steamrolling, and it was kind of a bizarre inning. The error was followed by a double from Lancaster and Morton, courtesy running there, and, you know, credit Watkins. He got a strikeout and then a fielder's choice, but then a big single by Hageman that drove in a run. And saw just a little bit of everything in that inning. But, again, it started with the defensive miscue. I think that was really kind of the big parts. But now this Tiger offense down for the first time today, going back up against Carson Henry.
Here, Max Tuck at the at-bat, the young sophomore. His last at-bat, he was hit by pitch. Got out in a 4-6-3 double play that ended out the second inning. Strike rung up against him here. Already here in the countdown.
Yeah, just one run, two hits, and three left for the Tigers.
Now time getting caught here by Tuck. Ryan Pressler up the bat. That will clean out the bottom of the order here, and then we'll head up back to the top because in the hole is Corbin Mayer, who is hopefully not going to get hit by another pitch for the third time.
Two pitches, and both have hit him in the back.
So not the preferable spot.
maybe that time you can try to get some contact. Your contact outside. And that will keep it on the count on 2-2 even.
Yeah, just a late swing there by Tuck. Fouling it away. Couldn't keep it in play on that one. Now has to steady himself with a two-strike count.
Next pitch outside. Nice take there by Tuck. Not on the swing for the reach. And now the count's full and a 3-2. Let's see what Henry delivers here on the full count. This time he goes inside for the strikeout. Nice fastball on the interior. Got Tuck thinking that that one might just be outside of the zone, but just clipped inside. Tuck struck out looking. The first one we've seen looking here today gets struck out.
Yeah, big first outs again. You know, that was a borderline pitch that caught the inside part of the plate. And a huge one there. First strikeout today for Mr. Henry.
Yes, sir. First one in here for him. Heads up and pitches this top of the fifth. Again, he came in the third inning. Grothwall. He's done well so far. No runs. Next one high. 2-0 count.
Yeah, Pressler in his first AB hitting that 4-6-3 second inning double play that ended the frame. It's well played by that Red Hawk defense.
3-0 count for Pressler at the bottom of the order. We'll go back up to the top to Mayer. Pressler refining things out here at the bottom. Holds off. Inside for strike one. You mentioned that on a 3-0 count, you usually kind of stay patient there on the next pitch. There is inside this time. Well framed up high. Shot taken left field. Try and get under it is Hageman, and he gets the out.
That was a rocket shot in the air, and Hageman didn't have to move a whole ton there. Probably fighting the sun a little bit with the shades on, but so on a 3-2 pitch in the first at bat of this inning, Henry gets that call on the inside part of the plate for a strikeout. Now a fly out to left, so quickly Henry's got a little bit something going, two up and two down.
Well, if you're Corbin Mayer, you're hoping this time the pitch goes inside the zone. Again, he has only seen two pitches. He's been hit by both. Now this time he's fortunate enough not to get hit by it. Does get recorded up for the strike one, the 0-1 count, already down early. Low sinker, took the swing. This time almost hit him, man. Meyer, he's got a magnet on his back, I guess.
I got out of the way of that one, but
thankfully he did.
Speed pitch, those are the pitches that usually tend to get away more times than not.
This time he picks up, lifts it right field. That looks to gap, and that will go down for possibly a double here. Yes, it will. Taken off to second, maybe here to third. That will be a triple here for Mayer.
Wow, what a play there. Perfect shot to right center. And Diller didn't have the best jump on it, and a two-out triple.
Mayer finally taking his first proper at-bat in his third plate appearance of the game. Again, his first two pitches he saw, he was hit by pitch. Only took three pitches in that count. And took the third one out, skyrocketed right field, took a nice gap. And that's our first triple record today. Now Watkins with a runner in scoring position with two outs. See if Jeff West can produce. First pitch inside, just under the red glove of the Tiger. That's called ball one.
That's a big hit with nobody on and two outs, and now Watkins a chance to cut into this two-run deficit.
This one picked up, looks like left field, trying to get the play on it is Newell. And that one at the fences, that will go down as a strike. Watkins now on a 1-1 count. But again, a runner in scoring position on third base, two outs. Fourth batter up in this top of the fifth, it's Watkins. Hiawatha leads by 2-3-1, trying to cut that deficit just to uno.
Yeah, you think just the second game, hopefully to be completed for Hiawatha here early on this season.
Nice take by Watkins.
As we mentioned, they were at St. Mary's last week in their first game, 6-5. The Bears got it in 12 innings.
This one way outside. Good save, though, by Lancaster. Lunging out for it. That almost turned into a wild pitch that could have scored Mayer. Mayer, who was already on the jump, trying to get to home plate.
Yeah, barring a really good play, I think that did save a run. So great defense there by Lancaster.
This one inside. That's going to walk the hitter, Watkins. He will go now to First base, that is our fourth hit by pitch seen here from Hiawatha.
Did they say that hit him, or was that just ball four?
Oh, that might have been just ball four.
I think it was just ball four.
Okay, well, then he is walked in. Regardless, runners now loaded in the corners with two outs. Jeff West trying to find some production here. We're going to have a meeting here in the middle.
Courtesy runner, by the way, taking over for Watkins at first. That is Rowan Monholland. We've seen both teams utilize the courtesy runner today, and now Monholland over at first base. So now again, it was two outs, nobody on, and a triple by Mayer, and now a walk to Watkins. You have the potential go-ahead run at the plate here with very big bat and Brody Thielen.
Brody Thielen, the junior, with a huge opportunity to score one to bring within a one-run deficit. Again, he represents a go-ahead run here in this inning, and we are in the top of the fifth here. Jeff West down by 2-3-1.
It's been a fairly quick moving game here so far today.
Very fast moving one here. Our start time was at 4:30, already an hour and 5 minutes into this game. Started at 9:55 degree weather, 3-mile-per-hour wind. Next one outside here against Thielen. Thielen on the 2-0 count. Runners in the corner, the two outs. Looking to score. Tying run at first. And this one outside for ball three.
Well, at least when I played baseball growing up, if I ever found my scenario in a 3-0 count, you would have had to pry the bat off my shoulder. I was never going to take a swing at a 3-0. But we've already seen a couple of Tigers do that here today. Yeah, he wasn't taking that. But he did eye strike number one.
Nice inside corner of the outside zone. And puts it to a... corrected to a 2-2 count.
No, it's 3-1.
3-1. Okay, that one's outside. Now a walk. I heard the 2-2 there called by the ump, but yeah, that's a walk. And now that loads the bases here. An opportunity with two outs to put up some runs. And how about that? Jeff West started this inning with a strikeout, a flyout to left field, and then they have now gotten three straight batters on bags.
And it looks like we might have a pitching change here. Well, it's going to be maybe. Might have spoke too soon on that. Nonetheless, another mound visit here for the Redhawks. As you mentioned again, you know, Henry started this inning with a nice strikeout, and then he got Pressler to fly out to left, and a triple by Mayer, and then back-to-back walks to Watkins and Thielen. And they will keep Henry in there. He just needs one out to get out of this jam. But Tigers, in this fifth inning, down 3-1, they are one hit away from potentially tying this game or maybe even more.
I think if you're Henry here, you just look for a kind of a hard contact pitch for Bauman to bite on, put in play in shallow, get a nice throw to first. We'll see what the play is here. That one inside, definitely don't want to hit the batter. That will automatically score a run. I'm already up in the count, 1-0. Senior at bat.
Well, Bioman had the big RBI double in the first, and he is the cleanup man for a reason, and he's got the true definition of it right now.
See if he can clean things up here. That one found in the middle outside. Bioman now in a 1-1 count.
That was a big pitch right there. He didn't want to fall behind 2-0 in this scenario. Get it to a 1-1 count.
Henry staying with poise. At the mound, raises the leg, fires it, deals it for strike number two. He's got Bioman on a 1-2 count with the bases loaded, two outs in the inning. Can Henry get out of this one unscathed?
Yeah, Bioman was a little bit late on that pitch there. Got to protect.
Next pitch outside for ball two. Lancaster goes to retrieve.
Yeah, just popped out of his glove, not far enough away to have that runner Mayer score from third, so he was on it pretty quickly, but big 2-2 pitch coming up here.
Henry, the windup. Down Broadway, this one picked up in the infield. Looks like he'll actually go a little bit outside, and it will drop foul. Man, that looked a chance to end the inning there. Just unfortunately, Rothwell not able to track it down.
Well, Lancaster's talking to the umpire because the first base coach almost got hit with that. I think maybe that ball might have been lost in the sun a little bit. because you mentioned Grathwall at first was trying to track, and then he kind of gave up on it, and it you had the old duck by the first base coach, and it kind of landed right behind him, so Grathwall really never had an opportunity. So fortunate for Beilman to get another crack here at 2-2.
If you were looking for an escape here for Hiawatha in the inning, that was kind of your escape here. Now the count is loaded up on a 3-2-1. A better scenario for Beilman in this situation. Runners full on the bases, trying to take the lead for Jeff West. They're down by 2-3-1 at the top of the fifth with two outs. 3-2 count, pitch unloading. Runners will advance, and that will be a walk. And that bat is going to get flipped hard by Beilman, working the count to a full 4-2. Earn that walk and score. It was Meyer who gets home. That's a second run score, and he represents the two runs for the Tigers.
It's just been a tough last few batters for Carson Henry after getting the first two outs of the inning. A triple and then three consecutive walks has gotten this Jeff West team to a one-run deficit now at 3-2.
Outside, maybe thinking pitching change here soon. We'll see. And Henry just needs to get out of this inning with one out, maybe a good contact pitch inside. Henry throws it inside for the strike on a 1-1 count. He's got Croson locked up early. Croson, who's 0-for-2 at the at-bat so far, strikeout, pop out. Now he's on a 1-2.
Brought him with the chest-high fastball there. It was a heck of a swing. Just not on it enough.
And Henry keeping a one-run lead. Well framed by Lancaster with that one outside. 2-2 now on the count. In top of the fifth, Rhyhawks still leading by one. 3-2. Two outs, bases full for Jeff West. Croson holds off on the swing, and now this one's another full count for Henry to battle against.
Well, he jumped out 1-2, and those last two pitches, they weren't far off. Mentioned Lancaster trying to frame, but the last two unsuccessful. Huge 3-2 here.
Runners will take off, and that one walks again. Same situation. Here we go, Croson. And that ties the game up with now, well, he's gotten four straight walks here by Henry. And now finally here you're going to see head coach of the Redhawks, Brian Lay, come out and bring in the infield for the conversation. And four straight walks. This really, you got to credit Mayer on his triple out to right field to really get this all going.
Yeah, we do are going to get a pitching change, so we're going to eye this real quick. But, yeah, it's just obviously, again, I mean, Henry was cruising through this one early, got the first two batters, but then that two-out triple followed by four consecutive walks has now, again, tied this game at 3-3, and whoever's going to come in here to pitch is going to have to get out of a heck of a jam here, as Skahan's going to be the next batter up, but we'll go ahead and step aside. Let's take it to a break.
Bergston Insurance in Holton is a trusted choice agency offering home, auto, farm, and Medicare supplement insurance to Holton and surrounding areas. Whether you're buying a new house, car, toy, or wanting to shop your current insurance, give us a call today. Give Bergston Insurance a call today to shop your home, auto, farm, or Medicare supplement insurance. Bergston Insurance, 364-3771. 364-3771.
Struggling with chronic pain, Holton Community Hospital is collaborating with Holistic Pain Management to bring expert, non-opioid pain care to you. From arthritis and back pain to migraines and nerve pain, we provide advanced treatment to help you get back to what you love, pain-free. You don't have to travel far for relief. Get expert care close to home. Visit HoltonHospital.com to learn more. Pain is real, but so is hope.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to 103.9 KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. We're still in the top of the fifth here. Pitching change in for Hiawatha. Carson Henry finishes. Five walks, two runs given up, one strikeout, one hit by pitch. He gets replaced here by Cooper Kreider. Kreider goes up to the mound, warming up right now. Carson Henry, he replaces Kreider's spot at second base. And, well, how do you get out of situation here if you're Hiawatha, as it's now tied 3-3 in the top of the fifth, just one out to go here to try to get into the bottom?
Oh, again, something else to mention here. Crendon, all three of these base runners still loaded here, you know, responsible for Henry. So Kreider's got a big job here, not only to keep the game tied, but coming in a very kind of challenging spot here against a very good hitter in Skahan. Again, Henry, some of those pitches that led to some walks, I mean, they were borderline pitches. He wasn't, like, terribly off. You know, it wasn't anything like that. Just on a day, those calls just not going your way. But, you know, Kreider again coming in. Big opportunity here to try to keep this thing deadlocked at three.
Brady Skahan, the sophomore, a chance to score at least maybe two in scoring position on second and third, as, again, the bases are loaded with two outs on top of the fifth here. First one's in for a strike. That's the best first pitch we've seen by a pitcher here today from the Redhawks pitchers so far. Again, we saw the first pitch by Henry and Groffball both being hit by pitches. That first one ringed up as a strike. This one nicely lined, picked up by short. Oh, that will score. It will go down as a single for Skahan.
Yeah, perfectly placed. Diving third baseman and Newell. I mean, it was hit maybe 5 out of 10 on the heat scale, and it was fielded deep in the shortstop side by Jensen. By the time he fielded it, just really had no play anywhere. So now Jeff West has come back to take the lead, and that run will be charged to Carson Henry.
Three runs now in the inning put up for Jeff West. At strike for a hit, broke a four-walk streak the Tigers were going on. Now it's Holthaus up to bat. Bases still loaded here with two outs in the top of the fifth. Jeff West up by one, 4-3. First pitch here to Holthaus goes outside for ball one. Holthaus 0 for 2 at the at-bat. Struck out first time, second time grounded out. Left-hand batter, senior. Raises over the shoulder, holds off on it, and gets ball two. And this is an inning if you're Jeff West, just to try to take the game over. Again, taking the lead. They were down 3-1 coming in the top of the fifth. They now lead by 1-4-3. Bases still loaded here. Two outs. Outside. Now 3-0 count for Tucker Holthaus. And we are nearly back up to where this order started with Max Tuck on deck.
Yep, Jeff West officially batting around here.
Holthaus holds off on the swing. Oh, he gets the strike. He even throws the bat. He's got a lot of confidence that was a ball, but that one, a strike taken in the inside corner. Now he's loaded up on a 3-1 count.
That was a pretty good pitch. I'm not sure it really warranted the quick necessary bat flip there. No surprise, though, he took it 3-0.
Holthaus, green levels his bat, and up high. Takes the chuck for the swing. Trying to track it down left field, Hegeman, but that one is outside the fences, and looks like a lucky fan gets to go try to get that one. Holthaus down a 3-2 count.
Now from 3-0 to 3-2, this is the biggest pitch of the game here for Hiawatha. And you're down one after leading by two going into it, but keep it no more than the one-run game here.
Runners take off. This one fouled away.
Yeah, and that's another advantage for Jeff West. All three runners on this 3-2 pitch. Going to get a head start.
And you can't forget this inning. Started off with Max Tuck and Ryan Pressler getting out. Mayer started off with a triple. The bases got loaded off four straight walks. The single by Skahan. Now a chance for Holthaus to also put in a 2-RBI single at least. This one will drop. That one will be the same. I thought maybe you might clear the base pass with the runner from first, Skahan, but that will score Beilman and Croson, and Holthaus gets the 2-RBI single for the base hit. Skahan now resides at third, so bases now loaded in the corners with two outs, and Jeff West has put their damage done in this inning.
Yeah, just timely hitting after those walks were issued. Back-to-back big-time singles.
Now we head back up to the where this order started with Max Tuck. Takeoff to second by Holthaus. So now runners are in scoring position with Skahan at third. Holthaus at second, two outs.
Umpire brushes off the bag, little dirt on the mound. Next tuck. Can he start off this inning with a strikeout looking? Being taken down a full count. Tuck. Waiting patiently here for it. Again, runner on second and third. And now Tuck will step outside, take a practice swing. Runners will return to their bases. And it's Cooper Kreider who stepped in this inning. He has given up now two runs. We'll get officially Henry being charged with five of those runs. All five, or I should say, have been charged to Henry. And now finally, Kreider's obviously responsible for the two runners at second and third. Runner on third and second. As mentioned, two outs in the top of the fifth here, taking a swing out for it, and that's going to be a strike. Up against Max Tuck, again, he struck out looking on his last at-bat. It was in this inning. He is 0 for 2 at the at-bat. Actually, 0 for 1, his first at-bat. There was a hit-by-pitch that garnered him the chance to get to first. Here, Tuck loading up the hit. Holds off. It's a fair ball. Down 2-1.
3-1.
3-1. Max Tuck. Looking to keep it easy here. In the box. Runners on second and third. Pitch on the way. This one sliced up right field. Trying to play it. That one will drop for a base hit. Down for a single. That'll score two. The relay to home by Skay Hammond Holthaus. And look at that. There was four straight walks. Now three straight singles. Jeff West, they walked the walk. Now they can talk the talk.
Nice. Well, it's just timely hitting. And it's just crazy to think how the inning started with the first two batters being retired. But eight straight now have reached.
Four hits down inning for Jeff West. A triple and here's three singles again, all straight in a row. Now Ryan Pressler steps up to bat, bottom of the order, looking to head back up to the top here on deck. Corbin Mayer. And now just runner on first. That's Max Tuck. Just cleared the bases. This one will go as a wild pitch, and Tuck will get to second. So Tuck, he's in the scoring position. Pressler at the at-bat. Oh, no.
Now, sometimes when it rains, it pours, and right now, if you're Kreider, you just gotta try to find a little consistency within the strike zone.
Just a look to get out of the inning, try to keep the damage here. Of course, it really hasn't been kept to much of a minimum. Seven runs scored here this inning for Jeff West. They now lead 8-3. Again, they came into this inning down by 2, 3-1. They've responded nicely here in the top of the fifth in two outs. Runner on second for Jeff West. Strike recorded. Pressler steps out. Still outside the box. Comes back in on the 2-1 count. Pressler bobbing the bat. Behind the right shoulder. Nice lean to the knees. Now takes a swing. Left field. That one just traveling down short of the fences. But now puts it to a 2-2 count. For Ryan Pressler. Again, the bottom of the order. He is 0-2 today. Grounded into a 4-6-3 double play on his first at-bat. Second one flew out to left field. That was actually still in this inning. It was the second out recorded in this inning. Here a chance to be the last out. See if Sider can strike him out. Kreider can strike him out. Oh, looked nicely inside, but just a little in the out, and that fills this count.
I feel like Hiawatha, it's just been kind of struggling to find kind of consistency. The umpire here, the home plate umpire, it's been a pretty tight strike zone here in this game today.
Buster on the full count. This one pops up. That has a chance to end the inning. Coming up for it, that's Carson Henry, the one who got taken down as pitcher. He's the one to end it. And the Jeff West Tigers, they take a large lead here up 8-3. They record a total of four hits in the inning to take this lead. We now head up into the bottom of the fifth. Jeff West leads.
Spring is in the air, the sun is shining, the birds are chirping, and your tires? Yikes. Winter was rough, and those potholes didn't do you any favors. But don't worry, Wilson Tire in Holton has your tires, oil changes, and expert service to get you back on the road. Because the only thing that should be blown this spring is dandelions. Call 785-362-8473 or visit WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to 103.9 KNCA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Brandon Prophet, Brandon Sabin, MJ back in the studio. Tucker Holthouse takes over pitching here for Jeff West as we get set to the bottom of the fifth. An 8-3 lead here for Jeff West. They put up 7 runs in the top of the fifth. Off 4 hits in 7 runs, no errors. They left one on base. That one stranded was Max Tuck. In the inning, there was 4 straight walks, preceded by 3 straight hits. And Jeff West, they got it all done with all 2 outs. That was the impressive thing.
Yeah, it was just a tough inning. You know, for Hiawatha, again, just the 4 or 5 consecutive walks, and then the bats came alive for Jeff West with the 4 straight hits. And it's one of those innings. It certainly happens. And we mentioned Tucker Holthouse now pitching. Cooper Watkins' day is done. 4 innings, 3 hits, 3 runs, 2 of which were earned. And he had 4 strikeouts as well. So certainly a nice little outing for Watkins in line for the win here today. But Holthouse now taking over in the fifth.
Holthouse, the left-hand pitcher. First one outside. Up to bat here, Braden Newell, the senior. Cooper Kreider up to bat, the sophomore. That will edge out the bottom of the order here, and we'll go up into the top. Within the hole is Michael Oldham. Here on a 2-0 count, up early is Newell. Takes a couple of bobs with the bat. Finally anticipating this next pitch. It's outside, though. Oh, and that one rung up in. Nice fastball by Holthouse. Next, quick line and release. This time finds the middle of the zone, picked up by Newell. And coming up for the snag, I believe that's Watkins who was put out in center field as the adjustment. And he comes in and makes a quick play. They'll fly out to center.
Yeah, 2 good athletes in left and center with Cahan and Watkins. And both kind of converging on it. You see him get close, and you kind of get that little, like, make sure someone's communicating out there. And it looked like Watkins can made the call there and made a nice catch on the run.
I can see that by the leader in Watkins. Again, his impressive day up at the mound continues the impression out in the outfield. Like to see it done by a leader. Now Cooper Kreider at the at-bat. Last time reached off an error. Kreider with this at-bat here. Hiawatha trailing 8-3. Kreider raising the bat up and down, looking for the anticipation. That one put up for another strike. And Holthouse coming in here, and inning number 5 in the bottom. Next pitch, one chopped off. And we'll put him on 2 strikes. 2-2 count. It's knotted up even.
Holthouse pitching right now. Tremendous multi-sport athlete. All-league caliber basketball player. Very good football player.
Pitch outside. Good take by Kreider. On the 3-2 count, we'll see if now he defends here on a full count. Holthouse, second batter faced here. Got his first one out and a fly out the center. Nice. Inside, right down Broadway. And Cooper Kreider gets struck out looking.
It's tough because that was a very well-located pitch. And in situations like that, in a game like this where you're down and you need runs, you just can't leave it up to the umpire. It's been pretty consistent with those calls today.
That one pitch, sinker low for ball 1. Michael Oldham here up to bat. We're at the top of the order here for the Redhawks. So far a We're up in two down inning for them. We're in the bottom of the fifth. Red Hawks down by 5-8-3 with two outs. Holding with this at bat. Yeah, Jeff West had just one run, two hits through the first four, but seven runs and four hits in that last half inning. First strike call here against Oldham. Steps back inside the bag, and he is 0-for-2. Line out, as well as a strikeout. Now stepping right back inside. Leaving a 3-1 count here. Oldham takes a swing for strike two. That loads him up. Again, two outs. Looking for a three up and three down inning here. And this might just be the case. Watkins out center field. He got the first fly out. No, running all the way out from right field. Making the play. Croson, great job outfield getting it done there. No run, no hits, no errors, and none left on base. A three up and three down inning for the Redhawks, and Jeff West leads going into the top of the sixth, 8-3. We'll be back here on MSU Sports Radio Network.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302, and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302, or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The Pines of Holton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Nikki. If you're passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay, a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Holton family. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, now the difference here this afternoon is that heavy sets, fifth inning for the Jeff West offense. Seven runs, four hits. They lead here at Hiawatha 8-3 as we go to the sixth inning. And Kreider back to work here for the Redhawks. Again, Crendon and MJ, Brandon all part of the broadcast here. But, again, the difference and what we see right now is that one big inning for Jeff West, all with two outs. Seven runs, four hits. RBI hits by Skahan. Holthouse drove in two. Max Tuck had a big two-out single in that frame. And Redhawks got two more at-bats. Now try to keep the Tigers off the board here. Kreider again going back to work, finishing that last half inning, taking the spot of Carson Henry on the bump. Right out the gates here in the sixth inning, it is going to be the top of the order in Mayer. Kreider's first pitch is a swing and a foul tip strike. It's 0-1.
I know Mayer didn't really start the fifth inning as the leadoff, but in a kind of a way he did. I mean, there was two outs by the point he got up to bat, and then, you know, it still is 3-1 in the game with two outs, but he really got things going with the triple. I think that kind of trickled down the lineup there. Then four straight walks, three state singles. We'll see how Jeff West produces in the top of the sixth now.
Next pitch, taking a little bit high for ball number one. One ball and one strike. Mentioned the first two pitches in his first two at-bats he took off the back and a couple of hit-by pitches, and then that triple that led off that rally. Now a little slow roller left side. Newell on the field. Low throw and a high hop, and it gets away from Grathwall. And that is going to be an error. And rounding second and heading to third is Mayer. He gets all the way there as that ball went deep into foul territory down the right field line.
And just an unfortunate error there for Hiawatha, and that allows Mayer. Well, you saw in the last inning, he got all the way to third base, more conventional way with a triple. That time, an unfortunate way if you're Hiawatha, they're being able to take that error on the throw to first and being able to round all the way to third base.
So after the throwing error, runner at third and nobody out. Here is Cooper Watkins. Can pitch four innings. Four strikeouts, gave up two earned runs. Three total. Kreider's first pitch to him is hit well into left center field. A line drive base hit.
It's an unearned run for Kreider, but it's an RBI single by Watkins. And it's now 9-3, Jeff West.
Watkins making his first contact for a hit today. He's reached base now twice. First time was off a walk. That was in that last inning in the fifth. This time getting a single. His first two at-bats was a ground out, a fly out. I'd like to see that contact there by the Tiger to keep trickling down the hitting energy down the order in the top.
Here is Thielen now, who's reached base twice and has scored a run. Good pitch there on the outside corner, catching it for strike number one. And we are in the top of the sixth inning here in Hiawatha. Jeff West, now a 9-3 lead here against the Redhawks, trying to add to it with a runner at first and nobody out. Kreider out of the stretch and delivers, and a high fly ball deep left center field. Going back is Hageman, but it's going to be Oldham, the center fielder. That was hit pretty far out there, but a long run. Oldham settles in to make the catch for out number one, and Watkins going back to first base.
The outfield play has really been the spectacle here for Hiawatha right now. It's been a good job out there playing those fly balls. But again, you got to kind of see a little more work here from the mound. Try to get a couple more strikeouts, opportunities on the infield, quick throws to first, limit the errors.
So one out, one on, 9-3 Jeff West. Bielman back in there. He's had a good day. He has driven in two with an RBI double and then walking with the bases loaded in that last inning. And he takes one low here to start the count at 1-0. Bielman, a senior, good mix with the senior and junior class in this 1-9 lineup today. Also a sophomore in Max Tuck. Another sophomore with Croson. Here is a 1-0. Runner takes off, pitches away for a ball. Throw is offline and in there safely. With that stolen base is Watkins.
And we've seen now three offline throws here by Lancaster on the third to second. I will say, though, I'm not sure if he quite had the reaction that would have got him. Watkins had a really nice takeoff there to second. I think he had a good lead off there. So I think he would have been safe either way. But still, you'd like to see that more of a tightened up throw there by Lancaster because you've seen a lot of moves against him.
An RBI chance here once again for Bielman. That one is a little bit away. And now it's three balls and no strikes with Croson on deck. Well, again, the first four innings, Jeff West had just one run and two hits. But that fifth inning, seven runs, four hits, and they have added another here in the sixth. Their lead is 9-3, and that one taken all the way for a called strike, and it's 3-1. Jeff West swept Rossville last week in their opener. Two close games of 2-0 and 6-5. Kreider sets. Kicks and deals. And this is jammed on the inside part of the bat and into close to foul territory and right on the line. The shortstop, Jensen, behind the bag at third, able to make the catch for a big out number two.
Fly out and a pop out. And you just kind of, again, you just want to keep producing those well-earned contact hits there. And for Kreider, again, that's kind of the best way you can try to maybe get some outs right now. Just place in the zone where you force the contact. You know, make it kind of hard for them to put in a good place of play. Already two outs here in the inning. Keep it just a one run given up.
So after the error and the single, a fly out and a pop out. Runner at second, two down. Kreider's pitch here to Croson is a slow dribbler. Left side, Jensen on the field, charging, throwing. And is he off the bag? Yes, at first. Grapwall couldn't keep the foot on. The throw was a little bit off target there by Jensen, and everybody is safe. So another error here in the inning, and that keeps the line moving with two down.
It's really unfortunate here, Hiawatha. They played a very clean defensive game up to this point with no errors. Already two errors in this inning, one resulting in an unearned run from Mayer.
So they're at the corners with two down, and here is Skahan, who had an RBI single in that seven-run fifth inning. Also singled back in the early innings. And now he hits a sharp shot through the gap on the left side of the infield and an RBI single to add now. It's now 10-3. Timely hitting once again here for Jeff West as Watkins scores from third.
That's a good earned run there. Again, Watkins reached off the single, his first hit today, and then stole second. Nice way to score him into home.
Second RBI for Skahan today, and now it's lefty Tucker Holthaus, who is 1-for-3 with a single and a run. All right, first and second with two down. Here's the pitch. Knee high, but outside for ball one.
So that's another run produced when there's two outs on the board. That's now 8 now in this game where the Tigers have produced runs with two outs on the board.
Yeah, 8 of the 9 runs with two outs. That is a very key stat in this game. Next pitch by Kreider, a little slow roller to the right side, but that one is foul. And even Stevens now on the count, 1-1 with Tuck on deck. Again, taking a look ahead for both of these teams who will be back in action on a Thursday this week. Hiawatha makes the trip to Riley County. Jeff West, they will be at home against St. Mary's. Here's a 1-1, runs up and in, and it's 2-1 here on the senior in Tucker Holthaus. Started in center, but pitched a nice fifth inning, replacing Cooper Watkins, who went 4 strong and gave up just 2 earned with 4 strikeouts. A 9-3 Jeff West lead here in the sixth. Here's Kreider's pitch, low and outside. Now 3-1.
Again, we go back to another situation with two outs. Just at this point, just look for the contact pitch. I think the damage is kind of felt, maybe already done. Just look for that contact. Just try to get that out. You just need one more to scrape through.
A 3-1 pitch on the way. Outside, ball 4. Well, the inconsistency on the mound for Hiawatha has hurt them today. And we'll get another meeting on the hill here with now the bases loaded with 2 down. And when we see another pitching change by the Redhawks, it appears we will. It appears coming off the bench, it's going to be Ethan Morton to take over on the mound for the Redhawks. So a pitching change here, so we'll step aside against Jeff West with 2 down. They have them loaded in the top of the 6th inning. They lead here at Hiawatha 9-3.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Fourth pitcher of the game for Hiawatha. Off the bench, it's Ethan Morton, who's going to try to get out of this jam as Jeff West has him loaded up here in the sixth with 2 down. Morton, the right-hander, facing Tuck, and he rips it back up the middle and into center, but running in to make the catch to end the inning was Oldham. So it looked like it was going to have some dip to it, but just held up enough. So one pitch from Morton to get out of the jam. But 2 more runs across for the Tigers. They have added to their lead. And we head to the bottom of the 6th inning here in Hiawatha with Jeff West leading it 9-3.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
We all make plans for the future, like car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design insurance plans that work for you and help protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For a free insurance review, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jeff West now a 10-3 advantage here at Hiawatha. Two runs, two hits, two errors by the Redhawks defense in that top of the sixth inning. But Ethan Morton, the fourth pitcher utilized by Hiawatha, getting out of a bases-loaded two-out jam. But nonetheless, the Redhawks have two more chances at the dish, and they got work to do as Tucker Holthouse coming out for his second inning of work. And he will face Carson Henry here to kick things off in the bottom of the sixth. Tucker's first pitch, off speed, slow roller, fielded, turning, firing, and it gets away, or is it an out? Looks like they just got him in time at first. The view was kind of partially blocked there, and Knox, the first baseman, kind of reached off of it, and now the Hiawatha coaching staff wanting to confirm that, and just joking the home plate umpire there. We've already seen a fan tossed in the game today, so that was a little more fun in game. So Henry grounds out to end or begin the sixth here, excuse me, and that brings up Lucas Lancaster. Holthouse has pitched well in relief and now bends one in there for a called strike. Lancaster looking back saying that pitch was up, but the umpire says no go there. Holthouse, next one off speed. That one gets away and it's one ball, one strike. Lancaster had a big RBI double in that three-run fourth inning. Also has a strikeout here today. One for two. Now he rips it to the left side and gets by the third baseman's glove and Thielen. And that's going to be a long single. Now the throw gets a little bit away, and that allows him to get up to second base. That'll be a single and an error by the left fielder. Just kind of bobbled it just enough to allow Lancaster to go first to second. And a one-out runner now in a scoring position here for the Redhawks. Again, they got to just keep the line moving. They're down seven. And now a courtesy runner will come in. That'll be Connor Kettler. We'll take over for Lancaster at second base.
Yeah, you're talking about a good chance here. The last courtesy runner who came in, that was Morton. He came in and he was able to score the second run put up for the Redhawks. They'd like to see another courtesy runner here for Hiawatha to try to get in. Good opportunity for Grothwell to chuck it in.
Grothwell swinging at the first pitch. Easy grounder over to Mayer into the glove of the first baseman Knox for a little ground out for out number two. And Kettler does go second to third, but now two outs here in the inning. And it's up to Dillard, a junior right fielder. Jeff West leading it 10-3 here in the bottom of the sixth. Scored seven runs in that fifth inning to blow the game open. Now Diller calls time and steps out. A lefty Holthouse against Diller, the right-handed hitter. A runner at third and two down. Kettler is the courtesy runner over there. First pitch in the dirt for ball number one. Diller has a ground out to the pitcher, and he's also reached on a fielder's choice. Ultimately came around to score on the Ren Hageman single back in the third, or the fourth correction. Next pitch by Holthouse, a little bit low, and it's 2-0. It was 1-0 Jeff West going into the bottom of the fourth. Hiawatha took a 3-1 lead. It's been all Jeff West since. High chopper played by Bioman, and it's a high throw, and it gets away. And defense starting to become an issue for both teams, and Hiawatha gets a run there, and it's now 10-4.
And another Chris Yerner came in for Lancaster that time. Keller gets in for the score. And again, that's all you got to do. You just kind of like grind away bit by bit here. I know you got two outs in the inning, but again, 8 of the 10 runs that Jeff West has scored has been via the two outs. So, you know, I said before in the pregame, Hiawatha's going to face some adversity. This is the adversity here now. Just, you know, 4 outs left to go in this game for them. They got to start battling early now.
And Ren Hageman takes the first pitch called strike, and it's 0-1. He singled back in the fourth and drove in one of those three runs. Also has a ground out to his credit. Holthouse quick throw to first. And Diller back in safely. And the lead for Jeff West is 10-4. And Holthaus out of the stretch, hadn't been there a whole heck of a lot. Now he fires this one in. High fastball, swung on and missed. And Hageman down in the count. No balls, two strikes. Very early on in the season, these are important games. Not many non-league contests out there as Hageman chops one back to the fence for a foul ball. Stays 0-2. So if you go look at the Big East teams and their baseball and softball schedules, 85-90% of those games are against league opponents. Grinding out wins is very crucial here in the early going, especially in league play. Good eye there by Hageman, and it's now 1-2.
Now, you mentioned that Hiawatha, they'll play no non-league teams during the regular season, maybe in a tournament or two, but Jefferson West, they'll take on Valley Falls 24th in April.
Pretty sure that's a game we'll have on KNCA. There's a pitch, runs inside, gets away, and allows Diller to get to second base without a throw on the pass ball there. And Hageman's also worked it back to an even Stevens count at 2-2. Two outs, runner at second base here in the bottom of the sixth. Jeff West leading it 10-4 here at Hiawatha. Holthaus looking back, sets and deals. A little bit outside, 3-2. Jeff West trying to hold on to this one to move to 3-0.
They've been trying to get a nice hit in here. A single could score.
Well, you could tell Holthaus took a little bit off of that one just to make sure he got it over the plate, and Hageman a little bit behind it. He fouled it out of play, so trying again at 3-2. Runner at second base is Diller. Reached on an error and then got to second on a pass ball just a moment ago. Chance to get out of the inning here for Holthaus. See if he can do it. Now throw back to second. A late tag applied, but safe. Tell you what, the umpire's got a good job. We don't have infield umpires. The home plate umpire is making all the calls across the diamond here today. Another 3-2 coming up here to Hageman. And it's low and away, ball four, and it gets away, and that's going to allow Diller to take third base. And now Hiawatha with two outs. Keep the line moving for the short time being. They're at the corners, two down for Michael Jensen. He was 0-2 in the game. He popped out in foul territory his first time up and then had a ground out to the pitcher in his second at bat. Now up for a third time. At the corners, two down here in the bottom of the sixth. 10-4, Jeff West lead. First pitch by Holthaus, a swing and a miss for strike number one.
What the Redhawks got to do is, I mean, Hiawatha has to do the same thing Jeff West did, just punish him with those two outs on the board right here, a chance with it, with, again, runner in scoring position on third base with Diller.
Here is the 0-1, and taking a little bit outside, 1-1 here to Jensen. And three runs for Hiawatha in the fourth. They went into the fifth with a 3-1 lead, but it certainly quickly unraveled from there. There's a swing and a pitch well above the zone, and that's going to make it 1-2. A little frustration there from Jensen on that swing, and now has to protect. Holthaus trying to get out of the inning with very minimal damage done. Next pitch low and in the dirt, and a nice block there by Pressler to keep it in front. And during that time, Hageman takes second base without a throw. So now second and third, two down, 2-2 count here.
No surprise that Holthaus is bringing the heat. Expect him to go right back to it.
And swing and a miss on the fastball. Good call there, KP, and that retires the side here in the bottom of the sixth inning. So Jeff West, a chance to add some insurance runs here. They lead at Hiawatha 10-4. We go to the final inning right after this.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Final inning here on KNZA. Brandon Tadman, Crendon Profits, and NJR studio producer Jeff West here at Hiawatha. A 10-4 lead as Ethan Morton back on the bump here for the Redhawks. And Ryan Pressler, number 9 in the order, steps in to lead things off here for Jeff West. Morton's first pitch is a little bit high for ball number 1. Fourth at bat for the junior catcher. He is 0-for-3 today, grounded out into a double play. First time up, he also has a fly out to left and a pop out to second. And now takes another one outside the zone. Now 2 balls and no strikes. Morton works quickly. The 2-0 is popped up left side, foul territory, running under it, unable to get there. Both Newell and Lancaster trying to charge for that one, but it drops for strike number 1.
Can't see Morton really coming out of this. I think he's going to probably finish this one out most likely. So really just down this part of the stretch, no matter how many runs you give up, try to limit the damage and give a chance for you to respond in the bottom of the 7th.
Well, again, you still got second game of the doubleheader. Morton's the 4th pitcher utilized by the Redhawks. Here is a ground ball by Pressler, fielded nicely by Newell. Long throw across the diamond in time for the out. Nice play by Newell at 3rd and 1 up and 1 down.
And you love to see that play get executed right there by Hiawatha, especially as you go, as you mentioned, game 2 is up next on the board. You want to eliminate those infielder errors. We just saw a couple of those, unfortunately, in the last inning for Hiawatha with 2 errors on the board. So again, try to limit that here and clean that up before game 2 is a nice look for him.
Back to the top of the order, and Mayer steps in, takes one high for a ball. His 5th at bat of the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. He got that 2-out rally in the 4th going with a triple. He'll foul this one away, make it 1-1. But going back to that 7-run 5th inning, 2 outs, nobody on. He hit a triple to left center, and it all kind of slowly unraveled for Hiawatha there, and then he's also reached on an error and has scored 3 runs today.
Yeah, great production. David Mayer reached base all 4 times. Of course, only 1 official at-bat with the triple there, but you still like the time that he's been able to put up here.
1-1, bends in there, catching the outside corner. 1 ball, 2 strikes here on Corbin Mayer. Watkins will follow here in the top of the 7th. Tigers leading here at Hiawatha, 10-4. Pitch by Morton, swing and a miss. Down goes Mayer. That was a nice off-speed pitch. Swung over the top of it and 2 up, 2 down.
Yeah, that got Mayer swinging like a Texas tornado just around in a circle. So, yeah, you'd like to see that strikeout and a little bit of confidence there build up by Morton.
Nice. Cooper Watkins steps in. Base is clear with 2 down. And Morton's first pitch to him. A little bit low for ball 1. Watkins again got the start, pitched 4 innings, gave up 3 runs, 2 earned. And had 4 strikeouts. Takes another one outside. 2 balls, no strikes. Offensively, he is 1-for-3 with a walk and a single. And he has scored 2 runs and driven in 1. Here is Morton's kick and delivery. Swing and a miss. Another good off-speed pitch. 2 balls and 1 strike.
I'm also looking for their first 3 up and 3 down since inning number 4 was a pop-up, fly-out, and grounder.
And Morton, 2-1 on the way. Hard shot, shortstop side, fielded by Jensen. Long throw, chest tie, received by Grathwall. 3 up and 3 down, good inning by Ethan Morton. So we head to the bottom of the 7th. Final opportunity here for the Redhawks. They trail Jeff West, 10-4.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs. and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bottom of the seventh inning here in Hiawatha. Jeff West trying to shut the door and move to 3-0 on the young season. Brandon, Crendon, MJ all with you here. A 10-4 Jeff West lead. Tucker Holthaus trying to shut the door. He'll face Braden Newell, Cooper Kreider, Micah Oldham. And first pitch swinging, popped up, shallow right center field. Croson can't get there, and it drops in for a hit. Well, it hung up there for quite a few seconds, and both the Watkins center fielder and Croson the right fielder trying to converge on it, and it dropped in. Second hit for Braden Newell here today.
Yeah, and look to get a, you like to get those base hits off the hangers like that by Newell, and again, you have to put a rally together here, so even if you see one out on the board, two outs, no matter what it is, just keep producing runs here, Hiawatha against the wall down 10-4.
And a swing and a miss. This is Ethan Morton, who is going to get his first at bat here. He pitched that last half inning. He's been utilized as a courtesy runner, taking the spot of Kreider in the ninth spot. He'll foul this one away, and it's quickly no balls and two strikes on Ethan Morton. Pretty sure he was a honorable mention All-State basketball selection, Class 3A. Good junior campaign for him, and trying to help his team put a rally together here, and he fouls another one away. Stays 0-2, Newell at first, nobody out, bottom of the seventh inning, Jeff West 10, Hiawatha 4. We'll stay in the Big East on Thursday, our next broadcast. We're going to Nemaha Central. Early season key contest on the softball field as they're going to be hosting Silver Lake. I have that one for you on Thursday afternoon. One ball, two strikes here on Morton. Newell at first, and there is a swing and a miss and a strikeout for Holthaus. First out here in the bottom of the seventh. And back to the top of the order with Oldham. His fourth at bat, he's 0 for 3. Strikeout, a line out, and a fly out. Jeff West two outs away from moving to 3-0. Good movement on that pitch, but stayed upstairs. One ball, no strikes here on Micah Oldham. Carson Henry on deck for Hiawatha. Next pitch up and in. Stolen base attempt. Throw to second. Well in time. Boy, what a play by Pressler. And absolutely no chance for Newell on that one.
Yeah, Pressler just had a really nice tight throw on it. It was just right down straight on the line. Great job by Bauman there to cover up the bag and get that catch and the tag.
So now two down, and it's up to Oldham now, trying to keep this thing alive. That pitch low and in the dirt. Two balls, no strikes. You're on Oldham. Redhawks down to their final out. Tucker's pitch, tails away outside. Or correction, that was three. Or no, that was right the first time. He took off for first like it was ball four, and I thought I was wrong. But no, it was only ball three. But now three balls and no strikes here on Micah Oldham. Tucker's 3-0. Ball four. Had to see another.
Well, I always like to see if he can check the ump, but most of the time it's not going to happen.
Well, get at least one more at bat here. Carson Henry now. The runner at first and two down here in the home seventh. Redhawks are going to have to put together a credible rally to come back in this one. They're down 10-4. Henry has reached on an error, has scored a run, and he swings and misses at the first offering here. No balls, one strike. Also has a ground out and a pop out. Pitch by Holthaus.
Just missing, ran a little bit inside, and it's 1-1.
Got to give a big shout here to Jeff West Tigers pitching crew here, only having to go through two, Watkins and Holthaus. And Holthaus just has done just such a tremendous job since coming in.
That's a knee-high fastball taken all the way, and it's now 1-2. Henry down to potentially the final strike for the Redhawks here in game number one. Holthaus trying to shut the door. That one missing outside. 2-2, but you mentioned again the start by Cooper Watkins, 4 innings, solid, gave up just the 2 earned runs with 4 strikeouts, and Holthaus has been in ever since and has done a really good job. Next pitch, just a touch outside, and it runs full, 3-2. 3-2, bottom of the 7th, runner at first, and 2 down. Chance for Jeff West to secure the win. Pitch by Holthaus, and it's lifted out towards left field, and running in on it was Skahan, and he finally takes a few more steps back to make the catch, and that will end the ball game. So the Jefferson West Tigers improved to 3-0 on the young year. Hiawatha drops to 0-2 with a 10-4 win here in this ball game at Noble Park. We'll step aside for a timeout, wrap things up when we come back here on KNZA.
Kind TS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Sabetha, we make it happen.
Get ready for the 2025 Community Health Fair hosted by Sabetha Community Hospital. Join us Saturday, April 5th at the main event in Sabetha from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. for a fantastic day of health and wellness. Explore over 25 informational booths, listen to a lineup of inspiring educational speakers, and take advantage of the health screening. Whether you're seeking health tips, resources, or just want to learn more about your well-being, there's something for everyone. Check out Sabetha Community Hospital's Facebook page for more details.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods, because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes. But these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-008 to learn how today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, back with you one final time here on KNZA. Brandon, Crendon, MJ all with you. Jeff West getting the win here at Hiawatha, 10-4, the final score. Get some of the totals here in just a moment. But again, you look at kind of some key parts in this game, Crendon. Again, now, the early innings, both starting pitchers were doing well. There wasn't a ton of offense through the first 3 or 4 innings, but the game really flipped in that top of the 5th inning. 2 outs and nobody on, and after that, Jeff West went triple, walk, 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 single, single, single. That led to 7 runs, and they blew the game open, able to hold on with a 10-4 win.
Yeah, you contribute that 5th inning, one that had 7 runs, 4 hits. And just 1 left on base there for the Tigers. It was just a really great inning there for the Tigers. And, again, another thing to mention, 8 out of their 10 total runs scored were off of 2 outs. I mean, that's just a major factor in a game that, again, you just don't want to give up as a defense. You know, it's just 1 out to get. But, again, that's just a factor you don't want to overlook as a defense. It is hard to sometimes capture that final out. But, really, Tigers, they did at best, and they knew how to punish Redhawks where it was, but still a good game for a couple of players. From Redhawks, we had a multi-hit game from Lancaster with a double and a single. Multi-hit game also from Braden Newell, who had 2 singles also in the game, went 2-for-3 at his at-bat. He actually got caught stealing on on both times getting the first base. I'd like to see him be maybe a little more patient there when he gets the first, but still overall not a bad game from Red Hawks. Just, again, when you go through four pitchers and you kind of struggle to again, find that zone and to get quality strikeouts, it's going to be tough to go against the Tigers where they just went with a two-punch where you only had Watkins and Holthouse go all the way through and get it done.
Hiawatha had to burn four pitchers in this game. Combination of Cooper Watkins and Tucker Holthouse went all seven for Jefferson West. Again, Watkins, four innings, three hits, two earned runs allowed. He had four strikeouts. Holthouse in three innings in relief. He struck out three and gave up just that one run. That's Hiawatha plated in that sixth inning. Some of the final numbers again as Jeff West wins it. To move to 3-0, the Tigers had 10 runs, 8 hits, 4 errors, and they left 7 on base. Hiawatha, they had 4 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors, and they left 4 on base. And these two teams are going to play another game here tonight. Second game of the double dip, about 15 or 20. If you're out and about in the Hiawatha area, come on out to Noble Park. It's a gorgeous night, a little chilly, but nothing more than a jacket can't fix. But nonetheless, these two teams are going to play another one here to wrap up their double dip, and Jeff West will try to sneak out of here and move to 4-0, but Hiawatha will look to respond and get their first win of the year. So up next, after tonight, next on Thursday for both these teams, Hiawatha, they go to Riley County. Jeff West returns home. They will take on St. Mary's. Final thoughts.
All I can say is one beautiful day, so 55 degrees, 3 mile per hour wind. Jeff West already on to a hot start, 3-0 in the season, 3-0 in the league. Hiawatha, this was just their second officially game played. So I'd like to see how they respond in the second game here. They cleaned up a lot of those throws in the infield, some great tight throws from third base and also from shortstop. And, you saw a lot of errors in the middle of the game against Nation with 4 errors on the game. So I think for Hiawatha, cleaning up the pitching as well as the errors in game number 2 will give them a decent edge to try to respond there against the Tigers. But the Tigers, man, they're going to be a team to really battle against this season.
Join us on Thursday. We're back inside the Big East League, but we're going to the softball diamond. We'll be at Nemaha Central as the Thunder will host new Big East League member Silver Lake. So that'll be our broadcast, the 4:30 start time coming up on Thursday afternoon. One final time, the final score, Jeff West Baseball with a 10-4 win here at Hiawatha today. Thanks for listening. For MJ, Crendon, and Brandon, talk to you Thursday for some more high school softball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.
The place for everything local. Kansaland Radio, 103.9 KNZA, Hiawatha.
Fox News, I'm Ted Lindner. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer criticizing President Trump's tariff plans with the latest round of tariffs set to kick in Wednesday. The senator described the move as a, quote, tax hike on American families.
This is not what the American people want. Americans and American businesses detest the chaos and unpredictability that Trump brings.
President Trump expected to implement a 25% tariff on goods imported from Canada and Mexico, as well as cars imported into the U.S., among others. He says the move comes after countries have economically abused the U.S. for decades. And Elon Musk went to the CIA today to discuss potential government cuts.
We are told he was there at the invitation of the director, John Ratcliffe, to talk about how much it costs to collect all those state secrets. Musk's instruction from President Trump now is to use a scalpel and not a hatchet.
Fox's Peter Ducey. America's listening to Fox News.
Keeping you informed, this is Kansaland News.
This is the latest from your only source for local daily news. I'm Brian Hagan, along with John Nixon and Greg Bevermeyer. Remember, you can find us online anytime at msconews.net. One person was injured in a three-vehicle Atchison crash on Friday. Atchison Police Chief Mike Wilson, in a release, said officers responded to the crash Friday afternoon at 4th Street and U.S. Highway 59 around 1:45. He said a Lincoln MKZ, driven by 61-year-old Maria Rio of Cummings, was southbound on 4th Street, and when approaching U.S. Highway 59, rear-ended a stopped GMC SUV driven by 66-year-old Karen Pierce of Fawcett, Missouri. The impact